Good morning. The major nor'easter continues to track through eastern and northern New England on its way into the Maritimes. Most of the accumulating snow is over from the greater Capital District south into the eastern Catskills and across most of central and southern New England. However, persistent light snow continues across parts of Vermont and the Champlain Valley, the St. Lawrence Valley, the central and western Adirondacks, and the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. In these areas, we could pick up an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow with higher amounts across the ski areas. Other locations will have a few passing snow showers from time to time with little additional accumulation throughout the day. The story now becomes the wind and the cold. Even as the storm departs, winds will gust at times out of the west-northwest over 20 or even 30 miles per hour and up to 40 miles per hour in some places. This will cause blowing and drifting of the deep snowpack and also low visibility for travelers. We also are expecting wind chill values to remain cold and in the 0 to 10 above range across most of the area as temperatures only climb into the lower to mid-20s for afternoon highs. As the upper level portion of the storm continues to slowly move away tonight, we'll see just a few more persistent snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and breezy with temperatures back into the teens. Wind chill values tonight will be closer to 0 if not below. Tomorrow, we'll still be under the grips of some of that wind, and it will remain blustery and cold, although some sunshine will come back mixing with clouds and highs in the upper 20s. High pressure will quiet down the wind on Friday, and with mostly sunny skies, we'll bounce back into the lower to mid-30s. A storm system sliding through the Midwest and Great Lakes will arrive Friday night and Saturday. We could have another round of some light to moderate snow or a rain-snow mix in spots during the day, with temperatures in the middle 30s. Behind this system, blustery and cold again on Sunday with leftover snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. It looks like we'll moderate things a bit in the early part of next week with mostly sunny skies in the lower 40s Monday, and high pressure will keep it dry, though, with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a fresh surge of Arctic air will settle in behind the nor'easter across much of the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and into the Deep South through tomorrow. Freeze warnings are in effect from the Ohio Valley all the way down to the northern parts of Florida. Temperatures will drop into the 20s and 30s in these locations. Meanwhile, out west, a Pacific front moving onshore across Washington and Oregon will bring periods of rain and mountain snow through tomorrow, with an additional area of enhanced precipitation across the northern Rockies. Given that a warmer weather pattern will be in place, snow levels will be higher this time, though flood watches and advisories are in effect for parts of the region owing to snowmelt from the rain and warmer temperatures. And it'll continue to stay warm and dry across the desert southwest through the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 2 below 0 with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 4, 61% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.46 inches, and it is now rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Crane Lake, Grand Marias, and St. James, all in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers in the upper 20s. Boston mostly cloudy and windy, scattered snow showers in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, windy with light snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 22. That's 12 degrees below normal. 1.58 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, but that equated to 17 inches of snow. For the month, 17.2 inches, which is now 11.1 inches of snow above normal. And 58.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 5.4 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees. The average low, 25. The record high, 72, set in 1989. And the record low, 1 above 0 in 1993. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m. 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with light snow or snow showers today, highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with light snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, light snow showers today in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold 20s, mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s Friday. Chance of snow or a rain-snow mix on Saturday, and highs in the mid-30s. Upper 30s, snow shower Sunday, and in the lower 40s Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.